An elderly woman was sharing with us her concerns about her adult child with disabilities. And she could not sleep at night because she wasn't sure what was going to become of her son.
It's a dilemma shared by every parent of a child with disabilities. What will happen when we're gone? That chance meeting got State Representative Tana Sin thinking about a solution, and Thursday morning, the Mercer Island Democrats' idea received a unanimous yes vote in the State House of Representatives. If her bill becomes law, aging parents will be able to transfer ownership of their family home to a nonprofit-supported housing concern in a tax-free transaction, saving thousands of dollars and, as Sin said on the House floor,
they get peace of mind. Their adult child with disabilities can stay in the home for their lifetime. Supportive living gets more capacity, and we relieve the housing trust fund from having to buy or build homes for supportive living.
By donating their homes to a nonprofit rather than deeding them to the adult child, parents of adults with disabilities can avoid the limitations on assets that could otherwise disqualify their survivor from receiving essential services. In Olympia, I'm Dan Frizzell.